Yes, a warm welcome to each and everyone. It is your friendly neighborhood DJ, DJ Floops. And this is my what? This is my third interview for the day. Real cracking good boy on a Sunday, which would have usually been a very boring Sunday. But it's always good to meet and greet the people of the chutney industry and touch base with them, get to hear their stories and thing. And this particular gentleman, I'm very interested in his story, because he told me this is his first song, and I am so glad to be one of the first few people to get the opportunity to interview him. This gentleman's name, Raj Deo Rampasad, or the Raja with a H. I don't know where he get that from, but we will ask the man, right? Everything cracking, and I think all you hear me very clear. So let's welcome him on. Oops, I took him off there, right? Hey Raja, welcome. Raj Deo.
Good day, DJ Flo.
Yeah man, I see you have all your DJ headphones there already. So you're more DJ than myself. we were talking on WhatsApp a couple of exchanges. Well, do you DJ as well?
Yeah, and DJ, bass.
So give us a little rundown about your skills and who you are.
Okay, well, to the viewers out there, pleasant good day. My name is Raj Deo Rampasad. Most of my family and friends know me as Raja. Yes, I started off this music thing, well, actually when I was small, Hindi classes and temple and stuff, and you know, singing, learning Hindi. My sister was teaching us. And, you know, we used to sing a lot more like Ramayan tunes and stuff, you know, learning to sing and play organ, harmonium, a little dantal. I used to play dholak, you know, so from small, it in my blood, I know. Yeah, growing up around the years, you know, I fell in love with DJing first. So that was just after when record faded and CDs come into play. So, you know, those days we were using CDs. Yeah, when Discman came out, right? We had the Discman. We used to go out and play just with the mixer and two Discman. That's how we used to mix them. Then after, okay,
So how did you go from DJing, PA system, like make the connection between that singing now?
Okay, well, from the DJing, I went to PA system. So I was around a lot of singers. My sister used to sing and all, right? So we was there. That's back in the days when Anand Yankaran and Ramaji Prabhu was reading.
Jesus Christ.
All in Himalayan. I was a little boy. I was a little boy, like I was 7 or 8 years, and I was to go with them, you know, as a be backstage and on the stage with them. So, you know, it was very exciting for me now. So from then, I fell in love with it. But I was kind of frightened, like, to go forward with the singing now. But in the music, so, you know, then I was around with singers. When I came down Cuba to live here recently, that's like about 10 years ago.
10 years ago is recent?
yeah, that's right. That's
not recent, bro. That is... That's a
lot. I'm writing, man.
Kuvi, and you are a youth from Kuva, just like Vikash, right?
Well,
where did you grow up? Did you grow up in a specific place? Or?
Biokal, you know, I'm certain. Biokal?
Bujukal, and B-E-J-U-C-A-L.
Yeah.
I always call that Bujukal.
Well, we just pronounce it as Bukal. Same way, Sangeeta Raghuba, who you interviewed just for there, she from right down there.
Serious, okay. I thought she lived in Gasparillo.
Yeah, she married and living down there.
All right. Originally from Bukal, look, I learned something there. All them years, I seen it, I seen Bujukal.
so we just call ourselves Bokalians.
Bokalians?
Yeah.
Bokal in the Bokal, right?
Yes, man. Long time they used to call it Little India.
Little India?
Yeah, because it's a lot of Hindu people living around here, right? It's more of an East Indian area.
That is like, around, like, by, I think in Bokaro.
Not that of Monroe flyover.
No, sorry. By the Capildeo statue, that is McBean.
Yeah, that's McBean.
Forget that.
It's after Charleville. Charleville on the Monroe Road side.
Oh, that's far.
Right, righty.
Well, I am originally from Marbella.
Yeah.
That is far for me, you know. But I have family and I'm Waterloo. So I get to learn Central fairly good.
Right.
Yeah. So you started singing. No. Yeah, you were saying about the singing.
Yeah. So, you know, we used to go around. And when I came down here, I ended up linking up with this guy, Anthony Watson. He lived like about 3 or 4 houses away from me here.
You can spit on the man's house, right?
They say that it is like a stone throw away now. So, you know, we started to affiliate with one another. We became good friends. And, you know, when he didn't know I used to play music or anything. So, when he realized that, you know, I used to do the PA system and I was DJing and things. So, we started off, and, you know, when he realized I'm mixing him, you know, so when he go to sing, I do a little mixing for him, for the stage, for the fete, for the party, lives, you know, live music now. For the band and one another thing. So, when he realized, you know, well, So we even became better friends. And so I started around with him with when he going to sing, you know, I actually going to do the mix for him. And he there, you know, with the live singing, interacting with everybody. So, yeah, you know, it just there, but just I didn't get a push to come out and do something. All I wanted to do it. So after that, I started to write songs. I don't know where I pick up a liking for writing songs. The first song I did was a bhajan, a Devi bhajan, right? English Hindi, original bhajan. And I recorded that by W868 Studios, Bobby Mohan. Right, so that audio, like about 4 or 5 years now, that audio.
I don't think I ever got that one. We could send that one if you want.
Yeah, no problem. And from there, I started to write songs. So I decided, well, you know, I wanted to do one. So when I decided to do it, I had a little, well, I had a little health problem, a little health setback. And after that, now when I get over that, now I decided to do it again. And then COVID come and hit. So that was another kickback. Yeah,
he
so
was trying to tell you something. I don't know.
Well, for me, the timing, I was probably like I was supposed to wait. So after COVID, and we come about, and yeah, things started to run smoothly. Right. I think now I say, you know what? By that time, I write like about 7 songs already. Jeez. I just keep writing. Yeah, so I just had it put on. And the last song I write, this is the first one that the Chutney Soka.
Serious. So out of these 7, what make you pick that one?
I don't know. It was kind of exciting because this slang in the song, well, it out there since back in the days. I don't know if you could remember that, yeah, right? I used to keep hearing it, and like it fade off coming up in the generations coming up now. So one day I was on social media, actually I was on Facebook, and this guy, that is called him Bodo, I think it's from Mayaro, Ograndi.
Bodo?
Yeah, he's a Rasa fella. He sell oysters and things, you know, so he was using the slang. So I say, wait now, you know how long I hear this thing? So I say, well, okay. So then I see videos that pop up all on TikTok with people making fish broth and, you know, all this kind of thing, anything, the cooking and whatever, and all this keeping saying prime up before you climb up. So the slangs actually stick in my head now. So I started to sing it. But every time I'm singing it, I go over into a Bollywood tune something now. So I say, you know what? This is a real original, authentic slang from back in the days, you know? I can't do a Bollywood something with it. I had to get something original.
All right, that we're talking about.
Yeah, so I was looking, I was writing, I was feeling out stuff, you know, putting some lyrics together and things, but it wasn't working. So like about 3 weeks, I just leave it. I say, you know what? If it had to come to me, it would come to me.
That's right.
One day I was working, I was driving on the road, and all of a sudden, this thing just hit me. Like that, bam. I said, okay, I pulled my phone, I put on the voice recorder, and just 2 lines. I said, right, I get a tune. So as I reach home in the evening, I just put pen to paper, and boom, in less than half an hour, I had a song written out. Ready to go.
So, and how did you like choose Bounty as your producer?
Well, a while I've been watching Bounty, and then Anthony Batson also recommended him, you know. Professor Bounty is a very talented guy, a very simple guy, you know, very fun, you know, very comfortable to walk around, very, you know. So, and he was like, when you hear the tune, Bounty say, hey, we have something here, boy. This is something. This is something you have here. I said, well, all right. So actually that day when we went in studio, I just spoke to Bounty. And it had another guy went to do a song. So he was doing his demo. So after the finishing, so me and Bounty spoke a little bit. He said, whenever I'm ready, come in. I said, okay, no problem. So I go home in the night. That's like about minutes 11 now. So I decided to do a voice note for Bounty with the song. So I sing it and I send it to him. So Bounty just gave me a thumbs up on WhatsApp. And by the next morning, about 9:30, Bounty made the music overnight and sent it back to me. And believe me, Floops, I was so amazed with this guy working and so fast. I mean, I had an idea in my mind how I wanted the music to be done, right? And this guy put a total twist to it, which was so amazing. I was like, scrap my whole idea for the music. And I said, nah, I had to go with this. And by the evening, that same evening, I went in and we did the demo. And by the other day, we recorded the song.
Serious. So fast, by way.
Yep. Yeah, so Bounty is a real comfortable guy. You know, it makes you feel so comfortable and so confident, and everything that has happened.
Now, I've not only heard that from you, I've heard it from a couple of artists in that he allows the artist to be themselves, and he doesn't really override the process.
Yeah, but he does guide you. If he sees something, he will give you the idea, he will guide you, and it's up to you to choose.
Right. Well, that is because with some producers, they can't really choose, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Say or bust out.
Yeah, but not him.
Credit to Bounty. I was just talking recently with Trini Styles, and he said the same thing. Say, Bounty, real cool. It's good to see, like, professional in action. And then, you know, so big respect to him because it seemed to be, like, the newer artists. Because I know you align with Johnny... Johnny and Batson and all of them.
Yeah.
Batson seemed to be like the new IT promoter, because he pushed Johnny, I would imagine. I haven't formally interviewed him yet, that's Jonathan. But it's the same formula. Come out with an original song. Go ahead.
No, listen. Sorry.
Yeah. So, and then you come out with an original song, you go by Bounty, and you have a hit. So, the prime up, how was it received by, how was it received by radio, and what are the fans telling you?
To be honest with you, as a new artist, I told myself, a lot of artists know me around, but they don't know that I just sing, right? Mm-hmm. They always see me behind the controls, you know, when they sing it, I mix in for them, or I'm not PA system, or I'm DJing, right? So that most of them know me wrong. So when I dropped the tune, I was like, all right, Rad singing. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So, I tell myself, if I get 1,000 views on YouTube, I do real good, right? For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first week, it was like almost 10,000 already. So I was like, okay. Then it went kind of viral in Guyana on the UVid platform on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was working very nice for me. I got a lot of good response from Guyana though.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad too, but a lot of good response from Guyana, the outside Guyana, Canada, New York. And I was very, very shocked that, you know, people was receiving
that's
the song.
That's all I received.
Yes, I was receiving the song and I was loving it. You know, and a good few people do some TikToks on it also. You know, that was nice to promote the song a little more.
Mm-hmm. Have any promoters reached out to you?
So far, concerning what, like singing, performing, or just
really? Like singing,
Actually, one guy did, but the show ended up canceling, so that didn't pull through.
Right, because the song has some vibe. Because I was, did you write the song by yourself?
Yeah, I did write the song by myself.
Yeah, so the lyrical composition was very tight. I was very impressed. I was like, wait, this is this man's first song? Because it didn't have no... I was trying to like listening for errors. It didn't have no lulls in the storyline. It just keep going on a particular level. And didn't
I wanted it to be a storyline, a song. Because a song, music, with a song, you always say, after me, you always tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when you tell a story, you'll get people to listen.
Yeah, you will engage the listener more.
Right. And you need, at the same time, it needs to be simple where people could relate to or probably laugh to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As the same way I did the video.
Mm-hmm.
The video is comical I wanted it to be comical. It's comical so that everybody could watch it. You know, everybody have something to laugh, you know, and say, okay, matter the slang, some people might take the slang into other terms. Well, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, you could take it how you want it. By the end of the day, probably a teenager or somebody smaller could watch the video and laugh.
Mm-hmm. The slime up is like for the double. How the double meaning in that? How you would hide that? Because slime up. Because prime up.
Climb up before it's time.
Up too? Yeah.
Like, yeah. It is a big people slang.
Yeah.
Right? So for the younger audience, it might find out, because they did a few children asked me, what did I mean by slime up?
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, well, prime up before you climb up, you know? Mm-hmm. Make sure you slime up before you time up. So I was trying to explain to tell them, well, okay, you know, this was concerned that oyster drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was trying to, you know, I was trying to give up the point of the let me put like a little illiterate thinking, you know, for a little child to be thinking like that, you know? I don't want to have that vice in their head as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all the, you know, yeah, you know, some people might just blurt it out and tell them, you know.
Mm.
So I was like, I say, okay, guys, I said, this is like a sucker wrong for the oyster. So, you know.
All right. Because you make me remember that Okro song that David and Gatu sing, Hot and Slimy.
Yeah. Right. If you can remember the video, the slimer part actually had the guy with some Okros in his hand.
Oh, right. So,
right. So yeah, I was portraying the slimer part with that.
Yeah. And then I saw Dimples and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dimples are very awesome girl. Dimple means good friends a little while now.
Mm-hmm. So you know, she sex appeal to her. She kind of making, she waves as a video vixen. Just now she'll give Lee some run for she money. No?
She is very talented, not by dancing alone and not by belly dancing. She's a very A-class She's a mehendi artist. She does do nail. She's a nail tech. She does do massages. I have a lot of things Dimples do. She's a very, very talented girl.
Yeah, big up yourself there, Dimples.
Yeah, Dimples, hats off to you.
So, you said you have 7 songs. And this song, still 7 songs written, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
This song fairly new. What is like the release strategy that you have in mind for you? Is it that you want to become like a mainstream Chutney singer, or is it that you just make this song to see what's going on? Like, what What is your plan, your long-term plan, if you have
one? Well, actually, I did make this song to see where it take it with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no intentions of doing competitions or, you know, or I just wanted to get this song out there and see how far it would take me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I leave it up to God, you know. I just want to see where this road carried me. I welcome all the surprises, welcome all the comments, whether good or bad, you know. So far, I didn't get no bad comments. And, you know, so it's positive so far. And
right, so now that you see the positive feedback, what is the plan? What is the plan? Let me hear what it is.
Well, we have part two coming out. Not Slime Up, though. Not Slime Up, though.
Slime Up. When is that coming out?
Well, actually, before I get to that one, I have a Mother's Day song I do. A cover version of a song.
Right.
And actually, I now came back from finishing the video. It's a simple video. Yep, it's a simple, simple video. And it's a cover version I do, a kind of unplugged version. So you might hear a different side of me now. Compared to all the
vocal, range, man.
Yeah, I decided, you know what? Let me show some features of myself from long way. How I used to picture myself singing certain songs, you know, and I always wanted to put my take to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just change your own things a little bit now.
No, I don't know. We need to hear. The proof is in the pudding. You can give me a taste or not.
All right. No, I don't want to spoil it yet. So tomorrow when the video finish on the song, I remember Mother's Day is the other weekend. So actually that song might only last this week.
Mm.
Well, when I say last this week, might only really play this week, because after Mother's Day, when you really hear it again.
Mm.
But the song that I'm doing is actually fit for any event or program that you're having, whether it's a birthday for your mom, especially as I want to elaborate on this one, especially a funeral.
Yeah.
When somebody's mom dies, this song that I'm doing, you can use this especially, right? I was thinking of when I was doing this song, I was thinking about this and all. This is, you know, this might be the perfect thing for it to play. You know, in a funeral, it's just Mike. Most of the time, it's Mike.
That is a smart thing you do there, because you just said that for Mother's Day, it could stop. But if you sing it for like when your mother passed or when anybody mothers passed, it could be that a song that you could go to. So that is that is good marketing in terms of writing. And
actually, it's just an idea I had last week. Last week. it just popped in my head, and I went to the same guy who did the video for me for the Prime Up. His name is Vishal Maharaj of Multimedia Creators. That's off them and all. Very young guy, very talented guy, humble guy. You know, this guy have the talent I see in this guy, he have far to go. He will reach
far. From?
This guy's from Bassa Hall.
That is Kuva too, right?
Yeah, Kuva off the Riverlet Road, Bassa Hall.
Oh, right. Well, Kuva people have real talent, right?
Yeah, so we just finished the video there. I know. And again, it's a simple video.
Mm.
You know, I wanted to do a background like a skit with our mother and our son, but that didn't pull through at the time.
Mm.
So we decided to do like a picture slideshow to the background now.
Mm-hmm.
But more kind of, not so much of a color, not so much of black and white, kind of in between, kind of faded like.
Mm-hmm. Like a background.
So, you know, yeah, so I reached out to friends and family and close ones to send me pictures with their mother and their children.
Right.
So, you know, it's a family, a friend thing, and the pictures will be sliding, even myself and my mother, my wife and my son, and other people who I know, who close to me, with their children and things. So, you know, it'll be just be like a picture.
Like a fan around video.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
So as the ideas come, you know, I put it out, and well, most of the time, them guys, they like it, and then, so we just go with it.
Now you going good, bro. You sounding like you because you come with a video with every song. I really praise people who just do that, because that people, like fans, underestimate how expensive that is to do. First, you record the song, which is a cost within itself. Mm-hmm. Then you have to market it. Then you have to go and pay to do a video. So these singing is, or singing professionally is, and Ranji could probably also. Anybody who's singing is an expensive hobby.
Yes, you have to put out a lot.
Yeah, you have to put out a lot. And oftentimes it may or may not get back. But definitely with Prime Up, before you climb up, slime up, time up. I like it. Yeah, and your flow, how your flow on that particular track. And for those of you who wondering the track, just go on to the chutneymusic.com YouTube channel or website, and you can get Prime Up, because Prime Up actually hit high in the chutneymusic.com top 10.
Yep.
I can't remember, did it win?
It reached The first week you well, it released with you, it went to number 3 on the first week. And the other week it went number 1. So I was like, oh. So no, sorry, it wasn't number 3, it was number 2 on the first week.
Number 2.
Yeah, and then the other week it was number 1. So when it hit number 2, I was like, yeah boy, I achieved something there. I was real happy. I was real happy. I was real boasting. Hey. But not boasting, but I was messaging everybody who was in the video and stuff. I tell them, I say, hey, look, the song reached number 2, boy, the song reached number 2. And I was real happy for that. I wasn't expecting number 1 the other week.
Yeah. When I and they tell me thanks, but I don't, it's not like I pick you and put you there. What has happened?
No, well, without your showcase loops, I feel like I could talk for most of the artists, or probably nearly all the artists. Without your platform, our music wouldn't reach anywhere.
I wouldn't say that, but definitely in terms of 365 marketing, yeah. We are one of the platforms that doing chutney year round rather than just like what December carnival time now, you know.
But that is it. And what I admire with you is that you're actually, to me, well, this is the vibe that I get from you, right? You're actually, although we never meet in real, but we spoke over the phone and message and one other thing, but the vibe that I get from you is that you're actually eager to meet with new artists and to help promote and actually to help them and guide them.
Yeah, because at one point in time, I was just like all you. I wanted, when I started in 2010 or 13 or whatever, somewhere around there, there was no floops. It was YouTube channels, blank here, that is it, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Exactly.
Outchattingmusic.com, not the biggest YouTube channel, but I don't refuse nobody, I don't cut no style on nobody. Exactly. Yes, I might take a little long to upload videos and do it on the website and thing, but it's a lot of work,
Yes, yes.
It's not it like, is. You know, so when I started, I get a lot, you know, everybody say they get fine. 10 years now, as I don't know if I told you, I was telling somebody, 10 years now, I can't get a song on radio, right? That is a fight down in itself, right?
That's
like, I practically the worst chutney singer ever, right? But so I say, you know what, boy, can't make it on radio as a DJ, songs can go, YouTube channels blanket me. Let me make something that equitable. Let the people decide. So don't matter how you're songing or what, if once I had the time to put up a video, I put in it up.
Right.
And that is how chutneymusic.com was born, out of our love for chutney music and to provide a home for the blacklist.
Exactly.
You know, so I was glad to see people coming out and doing their thing legit. Anybody who doing their thing legit, I would like to be like a positive force to just to give them that thing, because I didn't.
Yeah, you are. You are, trust me, you are.
I'm trying. So that is how we came up with the chutneymusic.com top 10 countdown. Plenty of people just be like, wow, why are they now come number 1, and last week I was number 1 and then I fall off. I tell people, this is not me putting all here. It's how exactly. Our website, the website, like your, let me use your song, right?
Mm-hmm.
The song name, Rajdeo Rampasal Prime Up, the link have your song on it. This link is about you, right? Rather than sharing a YouTube video alone, why not share the link from the website? So the views the link get, it determines how you rank in the countdown every week. So now people have something to aim at, and anybody who share the link, you probably share your link as well a lot.
Yeah.
you immediately see it in your rankings.
Yeah.
So if you fall off at the ranking, it's not because me, I like you, right? It's because...
Yeah, it's the general public.
It's the general public. So what has happened, and I give you away some trade secrets here, but that is okay. When a song now posts, it will rank automatically high. Because we would share it to our platform, Facebook and all them group, too much our group, wish they could merge all the group together, right?
Yeah.
And WhatsApp group and whatever. We would share it all, but after that, it's all up to the artists and whoever, if they want to, on fans, if they want to share it. So many people say, oh, I debut so high, then I fall off. That's because you, not you as in Rap, they didn't do their part. We could only do so much, you know.
Exactly. They need to promote themselves.
Yeah, and I don't charge nobody to upload and whatever.
Exactly. And yes.
So this is a little too free, but you know, understand what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, I fully understand.
We try to be as equitable as possible, and the countdown. I'm glad to hear that. Other like the countdown, because countdown has been along for a while now. It's been 5 years. 5 years the countdown.
Yeah.
Cracking.
It says a lot. Your countdown says a lot. Trust me.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. And for anybody who would watch this, I don't mind a bad mind in all here. Just share the link, guys. All that is all as simple as that. I can't make it any more easier than that. I ain't asking all you to vote and text and all this kind of. Just share the link. Boom, it's easy. It's your song. It's free. It's your song at the end of the day. You ain't making me anything. If Raj gets a billion views, that really helping me. But we can all kind of grow together. And that's what we want here at chutmusic.com. And a lot of the artists are very, I'm going, sorry, I'm taking away from your time here, but I'm just trying to.
No, go ahead.
The artists are genuinely, what I would say, grateful. And it's always good to hear them. But I notice when people call, man, because all the time people is text. But as soon as I see call coming through, I know that is a flick up coming there. You know? Yeah. But I mean, I've been doing this thing for a long time, and I don't know what I would be doing. I probably would be watching TV or something. I find watching TV is kind of boring. Might as well try and help out the industry grow in my little way.
Exactly. That's good. I really appreciate that. That, you know, I could get a platform to launch my song for free. And, you know, all I have to do is just keep sharing, do something to promote the video. So I was going around, you know, looking for videos. I still have a few more TikToks to go and do, right? So I was going around and
looking at that. Look, where in the world, you know, gonna let people post their video for free in a group with 14,000 people?
Exactly.
Right? Now, people, it has some people who want me to do that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But as I explained to people, chutmusic.com have 5 Facebook groups, 2-3 pages, a Twitter, a Instagram, a TikTok, a website. When am I going to have time to do all of that? Half of the time, I don't have time to upload the videos properly to the website. I always running on the ground because I have other things doing, right?
You remember the time? You remember the hour I sent you my video?
I don't know how I was waking. I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah. You know, I
was shocked he responded to me that hour. I was like, okay, right, so.
I don't know. These days, I weekend late and things. So, like, I was like, okay. And then,
old age.
No, man. Not old age. I don't know. That was what, a Saturday or something? Or a weekday?
Either Friday or Saturday. Somewhere there.
Yeah. That's probably why. But, you know, once people are respectful and think I wouldn't, help them out. Very few, I would say. There's be a little...
No, but that's the thing. When I sent out my music, I was asking. I wasn't telling people.
Demanding, right. Yeah.
I was asking. You know, and I was always keeping it like the emails. At the end, I was asking if I could, if possible, you know, to release with you guys or you all or whatever. You know, and I was looking forward to your response and whatnot. Even our WhatsApp message, I was doing the same thing.
Mm.
So I was asking, yeah, I didn't demand it.
That's why I came up with the Flips and Friends podcast, is that a lot of people directly ask me, why we don't do a little release with you, right? Why do I interview? Why do I start back in? 5 years now, I'm trying to kill off this program. And this program can't dead, boy. Because even when it come off air, people just be like, why you do? I could come and do a release. I say, well, I'm not a radio station. You get so accustomed to seeing people go on radio stations and do this type of thing.
Yeah.
And I say, boy, so much of people asking you. Don't go and send them other places. Do your thing and... Yeah, we are today. Use my third interview for the day.
Actually, my song released first on a Canada radio station. Imagine that.
Which one is that?
That is We Ting Radio with Alan Gopi.
We Ting is from Florida, boy. What the man slap you?
Sorry, my mistake. Florida. Right. Yeah. Me and Alan is good on good. That is since the days, we started to good on good when we had the rally for Anthony Basso with Sally, the Sally song. Right, well, that rally actually kind of...
Gopi, huh? I must tell you this. Uh-huh. You're doing your thing, and you're doing your thing legit, brother. Respect to you.
Yes,
respect to
Alan.
8 years,
mm-hmm.
And we don't have to fight each other, bro. We doing the same thing, we could come together. That is all I had to say for all of you. So he tried to stick me up on thing already, but come on. I had to stick the flips, man.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years out there, and all this, still trying all home. So anyway, it's not about me. It's about Raj, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that is good that you know, he do anything legit, and we appreciate him for that.
Yeah.
So we have talked at length. Anything you would like to say in closing?
Well, I would like to say thanks to God first, mm-hmm. for blessing me with everything that I have up to this day.
Nah, you're a talented fella. I tell you that already. You're very talented. You sing like a veteran.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, thanks to my wife and son, especially my wife for standing beside me through, you know, the good and the bad days and the hard times, you know.
You can call out your name if you want to.
Yeah, my wife, yeah, Anita Rampasad.
Big up yourself there, Anita. We need more women like you in the world.
Not that Spanish, eh?
Well, Rampasad. Oh, well.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, and my son, you know, he always beside me. He's only he's going at 14, but every video I do, I try to involve him in it.
Ah, big son, boy.
Wee. Yeah, so he was in the video, he was actually the DJ in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, everything I'm doing, I try to involve him in it to get him exposed to, you know, to these things. So, you know, he always have choices.
And it's a positive, like, positively influencing your son.
Yep, look like today where we do the video was me and him, you know, for the Mother's Day song. I was singing the song to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, he always there with me. He fallen in love with these things now. He's seen where it's going, you know, he's seen the excitement. Yeah,
eventually, yeah. You never know, the man might be singing his own song, because 14 is not far.
Yeah, well, who knows, you know? I give him the choices, I give him the opportunity, and it's up to him whatever he wants to do, you know? I will just support him again, you know? So, yeah, thanks to them, and thanks to everybody who supported me in the video, especially Ravi, Dimple, Anthony, Johnny, Vishal, and the other Vishal multimedia creators, you know, thanks to them, and special thanks to Professor Bounty and all. Awesome job on the track. Everybody who supported me again, and thanks to you, especially you, DJ Floop, you know, for not hesitating to put up my song and get it out there, you know, and free too.
No, well, not the free, it's not the thing. Anybody come, I do the same. I move with everyone.
Trust me, that is a big thing, but people might take it for granted.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know. We try to help the community grow.
It is what it is, yes, exactly. So, you know, and thanks to everybody who supported, you know, and thanks to everybody who did, you know, the TikToks and everything, and who loving up the song. And
well, give them a little piece now, give them a little acap. Let me give the acap. The Floops test, I don't get a name for this thing. Floops live test. No, it had to start with F. Floops.
Okay,
something. I don't know.
Here, what? Let me surprise everybody today for me prime up. How about if I do something like an old school Bollywood instead? Something simple as a song with somebody.
Do it. You can. It's up to you. It's medley time.
All right. So we go do, instead of we doing the prime up, we go do Janam Janam Ka Saath Hai. Yes, I will.
All right. Let me see.
Janam Janam Ka Saath Hai Nibhane Ko Sau Sau Baar Main Janam De. Janam Janam Ka Saath Hai Nibhane Ko Sau Sau Baar Main Janam De. Normally, when I sing this, I just do the happy birthday part with it. Like for anybody who wants it.
Russell Saints Flames, fire flames, bro.
Oh, yes. Hey, Russell Links. Sorry, I do apologize for forgetting this guy, Russell Links. This guy is an awesome guy in promotion-wise also. Big up to Russell Links. You know, every single TikTok, everything that I posted to this guy, he just keep putting it. He said just keep burning it. He will put it. Big up, Russell.
Music yep. Links promotions, right? Well, Russell used to work with me. Now we're doing your own thing.
So yeah, I don't know him personally, but the little messages we had and one other thing, you know?
Nah, he's a good one.
You know, you get the vibe some people. Don't mind his messages or whatnot, but you don't know the way they respond to you.
Mm-hmm. So it's have people who just kind of be short with you?
Yeah, you know, you will get that. Everybody is different, you know, but it's up to you as an individual to take people to heart it's up to you how you relate to people. You know, you don't know who to stay by, you don't know who to be wrong with, you don't know who to stay far from, but at the same time, you show everybody love.
Yeah, you see, you give them the option, right? You make yourself available, you make the content available, and it's up to them to do with it as they please, you know, because you can't say that, you know, oh, Raj didn't send me this or whatever.
Yeah.
And in terms of my attitude, I been in service for a while now, so I was grateful for when somebody, because the easier somebody can make my life, because we don't get paid, time becomes a cost, right?
Yeah.
So anybody who can make my life easy, like some of them say, why you didn't write all the credits? I'd be like, bro, come on. I don't have the time to do that. It's taking me so long. People feel to upload a video and distribute it to all the... They're a very time-consuming thing. You know?
Exactly. That's it. It's a lot of work.
So if they can make my life easier, it's greater and better for them.
It's just for them to send the information.
That's right. So, exactly. Raj, salute, brother. I don't know why I do this salute. I'm thinking about GI too much.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to say actually two things. I wanted to leave two quotes with you guys and to the audience. Sure. Right? And this is two quotes I just try to live by. Right? Mm-hmm. The first one is, whenever there is expectation, there is always disappointment.
That's right. That is an awful one.
Right. So, you know. And the second thing, I actually heard this from a soca artist. He said his grandmother used to tell him this back in the day. Mm-hmm. And she said, the whole wide world only have one problem. Only one problem the whole world have. And that is, things do not go the way we want it.
Right.
So if you can understand that, which means things do not go the way we want it to. So don't beat up
yourself. But that leads on to expectations as well. Because if
Exactly. The two just go hand in hand.
Music. Yeah, hand in hand. Which soca artist was that? Say that.
Actually, this is Killer, the guy who sang Roly Poly, right?
Yeah.
Right, his grandmother. He was here at an interview, and I think it was 96.1 on radio, and I was listening to him. Mm-hmm. And he related this, that his grandmother, I think his grandmother passed on, hope I don't make a mistake with that. And she was saying that to him. And at that point in time, I had some little ups and downs in my life, and this, I started to recite this to myself, you know? It makes so much sense to me. Mm-hmm. And believe me, when I reach in that situation, I keep repeating this to myself. And I was like, you know what? Nothing will happen without a reason. And probably things that, you know, it is supposed to happen now. Don't push it. Relax. Mm-hmm. Take a step back. Breathe. You know, ask for help. If you're frustrated, take a five. You know, you're going to find a solution. Every problem has a solution.
Because good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, exactly.
So that expectation thing, that really resonates with me, because that is one of my personal mantra in terms of, I don't expect nothing, but I adjust my expectations accordingly. Yep. So just like with how I deal with artists, I would expect certain things, and when they do live up to their expectations, I'd be like, oh, well, what do you expected that? You know, everyone tell them, my wife and thing, or like any trial or tribulation, you had to address your expectations. A lot of artists feel, because I put out this song, everybody must love my song, and my song is the best song, and whatever. But there's 100 other people, and I actually did a study where I measured how much Chutney Singers it had at that time, and I got well over 150 or something, right? Uh-huh. So people thinking Chutney is small, it ain't that small, you know? It has people out there doing their thing. So if 150 people, and this is a let off for radio as well, right? If 150 people are going a song every so often, which song are you going to market?
Exactly.
Right? So again, it comes down to you as the person, and I said this with Camille just now, it's up to you to let your light shine. Nobody is going to throw gas on your flame for you. You have to let your light shine. And look at you. You want to sing so long, you went through your little problems, whatever, but just always stick to the plan. And that is what is work. You have to stick to the plan. Work the plan. I tell people that strategy, where's the plan? Do a video. If you never, like you have some people, right? Some artists, they say, boy, I never make it. I never do this. I never think people fighting me. And you know, Trinidad, I'm quick to talk about Obi and shit, right?
So, yeah, boy.
Yeah, everything they do in their life that they can't see the way somebody Obi at them.
Exactly. But
it's really, they haven't exhausted all avenues. Like the particular singers I'm talking about, they never release an official video. An official video is like the par for the course for any song.
Exactly. Is it core? Is it heart? Is it heart of everything now?
Yeah, because you know what prime up means, but because you write it from start to finish. But somebody else now, they may not grasp that storyline as good as you think. But now that you give them visuals to match the storyline, especially for those who write stories, tell stories in their song, now somebody can kind of identify, well, okay, this is the thing. It's not as dirty as we think it is. Exactly. You know? So for artists who will watch this and wonder, ideas in terms of your marketing, social media, if radio are playing your song, take it from a man who ain't make a song and who ain't get no airplane in 10 years, right? Go on social media. Look, I built 100,000 strong Facebook page just because the amount of blank I get, right? You can do the same. Put it on YouTube. Put it on TikTok. Put it on Twitter. Put it on SoundCloud. Put it on Spotify. Put it on Apple Music. Put it on all, and you should get your song on these streaming services.
Yeah. Get I'm working on that right now.
Right, TuneCore, CD Baby, DistroKid, whatever. All of them. Essentially doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And the sky's the limit, bro. Music is one of the few things that making money when you're sleeping.
Exactly.
And you never know. You might be the next big thing.
Well, I probably ain't see that far yet, but you know. I just want to get things out there, you know, make people happy.
Yeah. Once you get that content and the content is good, you never know. Things could go pretty fast. But people who don't want... Go ahead.
Yes, I just leave it. I just want to leave it there, you know, let the people... I ain't doing anything to compete with anybody or condemning anybody. But I mean, you know, I just want to get things out there and, you know, have a good time. If you look at smile, you know, give them something to smile, give them something to listen to, you know, probably I could make a mark in somebody's life with a song, you know, and make somebody happy or probably make somebody cry. Who knows?
Yeah, bro. That's how it is done. So on this note here, Raj, we'll close off for today. Remember, guys, prime up. I'm going to say prime off because I'm going to sign off.
Yeah.
Raj, we'll put you backstage and we'll see you again, right?
No problem. Thanks very much for this interview, man.
Yeah, man, later. Right, guys. So, you just heard it from the guy himself, Rajdeo Ramprasad, new singer in the business with his song Prime Up. The video is on chatnymusic.com's website as well as the YouTube channel. Support the man. Thank you so much for those who have listened to us. I think we'll have one more interview coming up, and Flukes and Friends season 5, we're on. DJ Flukes signing out.